Dry air in place. Going to be comfortable afternoons after the chilly mornings over the next couple of days. The air mass dries out considerably, noticeably less humid. Tomorrow morning, breezy, upper 40s to mid-50s. Breezy at times, sunshine tomorrow with the high of lower to mid-70s. 50s and 70s again for the temperature swings. Wednesday night and Thursday afternoon. Under sunshine tomorrow and Thursday. Expect the highs of lower to mid-70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Handcrafted items, paintings, pottery, wood carvings, handmade toys, furniture, cypress swings, ceramics, jewelry, and much more. Broadmoor High School Arts and Crafts Festival, Baton Rouge. Friday, November 18th, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, November 19th, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Santa will be the special guest. Inquire about becoming a vendor. Call 225-926-1420 or email jraymond@ebrschools.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
American is now Swiss, German. MSC, I reported to you earlier that Mediterranean Shipping Company, the largest shipping company in the world, bar none, it's Swiss flagged but Italian owned, controls the port of Los Angeles because the Long Beach Naval Shipyard, who, you know, Costco tried getting in there and taking it over and having eyes on the port for everything that goes on in the port. They even tried to bring in Chinese nationals to work the port instead of having U.S. Nationals work the port. But that was shot down. But now in 2016... MSC has gotten control of this important asset as the corridor or the Izon to see what is going on in the Port of Los Angeles. And I mean, we're being betrayed on a grand scale. It's the nobility of the world, China, Japan, Italy, France, Germany, Britain, and their royal families, who they are beholden to. The other thing that was brought up in... the thing I was watching, it was Congressman Dana Rohr. Duck and Hunter, I thought. He was ex-Navy, and they attacked him, and, you know, I think he went, I wasn't sure if it's him, but he's down in San Diego. He was down in San Diego. This is huge. This is huge. Let alone the number one shipping company being Mediterranean Shipping Company, based out of Switzerland. It flies a Swiss flag, but it's Italian owned with P2 or the Douay propaganda or propaganda Douay, the lodge, the Masonic lodge that was dislodged partially. It had been operated in the in Italy from the 60s, 70s, and into the 80s when it was disbanded. Well, it wasn't disbanded. It said it was disbanded, and then it wasn't. And then Berlusconi, the Italian prime minister, was a member, and a bunch of other people. I can't bring to bear, I guess, for want of a better way of saying it, the level and gravity. Look at P2 propaganda Douay or Douay propaganda, a Masonic lodge that was outed in the 1970s, 72 or so, but it was operated in Italy from 1960, 70, and into the 80s. It had 1,900 listed members, only 900 or 600. Were publicly outed, but they were generals, admirals, Berlusconi, the prime minister, and a whole bunch of businessmen and other elites. You can call them, they should be considered nobility, because they are of that ilk. They have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. They have created it's something that is so impossible to believe. It's so expansive. It's so incredible. I mean, the P2 Lodge, go read up on the P2 Lodge, and it will blow your mind. But this is all-inclusive. Every nation in the world is a member of it. It dwarfs P2, the lodge in Italy, the Masonic lodge in Italy. That it was decided, they held hearings on it, and it was decided it was a criminal organization, the mafia. That's what I've been up against, that have destroyed my life, that even the Chinese, the Chinese are so deep within the United States, I don't see how we are going to fix this problem. The United States, the nobility of Europe, that's predominantly who controls it, but the Western is part of the EU and Germany and more, but the Swiss and their allies are an even bigger target. And Alan Dulles, he was over there for 2 years, 43 and 44 or 45, because he couldn't get out of Switzerland because it was surrounded by the Italians and Germans and others, supposedly. I think he hung out in Switzerland to plan the next iteration. What we're seeing now is the death knell of the United States. He killed Kennedy, you know, that because he planned attempts on Hitler's life. They carried one of them out and it wasn't successful. But he planned on the probably, you know, the second, third, fourth, whatever, most powerful man in the world at the time, on the cover of Time magazine, a mouthpiece for the Council on Foreign Relations. I can't say it enough. I could use some help. I'm going to appear tomorrow on the Rob McConnell show, X Zone. I appeared on there in 2008 when I was headed into the military tribunal of me in the Coast Guard. And I wasn't in the Coast Guard. I was a naval officer and an officer in the Merchant Marine. This is the same thing that happened to Dorner. I think he was black. He was a police officer in LA, and he ended up on a, you know, killing spree. He didn't know what else to do. They stripped him of his job as a police officer, so he could never get a job again as a police officer, and they put it out, you know, skinny on that to everybody and their mother. He might be able to get a job at a small Four Corners town, and it would have been wise to, you know, move as quickly as possible to Four Corners town at that time. But Dorner, he was stripped of his naval commission, so he couldn't use that to make money. He ended up going after the supervisor and shooting her. You got to understand why people do what they do. This, to say that, you know, geez, Patty. Okay, but break.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it. Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Okay. I'm appearing tomorrow on the Rob McConnell Show, and I think it's at 7 o'clock. He has, he uses StreamYard, and I'm trying to get up on that. I don't know. I'm trying to focus on the interview, and I'm focused on, instead of uploading StreamYard and trying to do that. This is huge, people. You have to scream at your representatives, congressmen, senators, whatever, local, and tell them that the Long Beach Naval Shipyard has been turned over to one of the key players in this dastardly deed, where they're trying to kill every last one of us, of Americans, true patriots, those who believe in a democratic republic, those who wish to look to things like separation of powers. They want there to be one man that you go to, a king of the world, King Charles, King George, the same thing, King George III. When we broke from the British Empire, we broke from a king that did not speak English. He spoke German. King George III was a member of the German crown. He was put in place of the English crown. So the English, for whatever reason, have been, you know, they're Anglo-Saxon. They took over, and they've taken over the United States. That's what the 9/11 was, you know, to not see that, everybody not see that. Even the executive order that instituted the I think it was called the Cabinet Office of the Head of Homeland Security, I think, initially, before it became a department and, you know, we got crazy and it went bonkers. It was 1-322-8, executive order 1-322-8. The central numbers in that 322 are the Brotherhood of Death, the Skull and Bones. I cannot stress how, and I think something's going to happen here in the near future, around October 31st, Halloween, it will be a part of, you know, even just look at the, what has been reported from CERN, how the name of CERN has the logo of three sixes encircling themselves. There's a six upside down, almost looks like a nine, another six kind of out, and another six going the way of the world, 666. I'm not even a Bible thumper. I'm amazed at how much they've gotten away with. CERN is in Switzerland, and we had our Hadron Collider shut down by Bush. And look what he did to our country. He's decimated it. How can you not see who is responsible for this travesty? Base relocation and realignment in the 90s was a big part of it, because they gave over. You know, it's like World War One was used as a way to keep people from noticing, as the British created, you know, J.P. Morgan Jr., the Federal Reserve System. He created the income tax. We didn't have taxes before 1913. It took a while for it to take up. Didn't really start getting going until 1920, 1930, and then World War II, and, you know, and Hitler and more. And Hitler was paid for by the English, British, German crown, Yiddish crown. It's the crown families, the nobility, who get their wealth multi-generational. They haven't had to work a day in their life. They invest and play around with, and like DeLorean's kid, his kid is, and because his father was so rich, he's coming out with some invention. I want to say it's a motorbike, but it's this. I'm not sure if it was a motorbike that is a transformer, that it rides like a motorbike, and then the wheels come out, separate, and appear on both sides. It's really amazing. It's $460,000, but it's an amazing piece of equipment. But I don't know what to tell you. We're running into some very deep, dark times. The British crown and the nobility have been here in America since before the Civil War, you know? I would say, you know, as far back as the War of 1812, if not running it continuously, since our Revolutionary War. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
14th Annual Oak Street Po'boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free. However, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoboyFest.com.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Early voting is underway for the November 8th election, and there are 8 constitutional amendments on the ballot. But the author of one of them, Amendment 7, wants voters to reject it. Brewley Representative Edmund Jordan's amendment is intended to prohibit involuntary servitude, slavery. However, he says the ballot language will confuse voters. Counsel for a Better Louisiana President, Barry Irwin.
Instead of getting rid of an exception to slavery and involuntary servitude, that actually seems to have gone further than intended.
Jordan hopes we'll all vote no, and then he will tweak and reintroduce the proposed amendment next year. The Powerball jackpot reaches $700 million for Wednesday night's drawing, the fifth largest jackpot in Powerball history. Louisiana Lottery spokesman Dustin Anderson says it has a cash value of $335.7 million. A lot of money for fairly small risk.
Powerball costs $2 to play. If you want to add Power Play, which is a multiplier option, it's an extra dollar for a total of $3.
This is news from LRN.
Welcome back, everyone. As I stated at the beginning of this podcast, we're here in the bayous of Louisiana looking for the exclusive multiplier games from the lottery. Now, these games are scorchingly popular with Louisiana's very first $20 scratch-off and a top prize of $500,000. So following our trusty map, hopefully this X marks the hot. Just a little treasure hunting humor there, folks. Our first clue. This X is still smoldering. We must be close. Wait a tick. We found it. X marks the hot. Hold on. It seems to be making an odd sound. I think I'll get a closer look.
Why?
Hey, that's the Explorer. He found the multiplier games.
Thank you, everyone. No, really, you're too kind. I'll have all 5 multiplier games, my good sir.
Try the multiplier games. 5X, 10X, 20X, 50X, and 100X. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at NewOrleansFilmFestival.org.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6000.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have any studio guests and welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada, for breakfast with the Bayou Bengals talking LSU football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1.
I can't stress how important that information is, that MSC, Mediterranean Shipping Company, is Swiss flagged, but Italian owned, and it's the number one shipping company in the world. And then you look at the rest of the shipping companies, we're, you know, ranked 27th, and they're not really an American flag shipping company. They have they broke up in 2010 or 2011. Matson broke up its shipping company from its real estate company. A conflict of interest to use the shipping company to benefit their holdings in the real estate company. Maersk, CG, you know, Maersk is Denmark, Dutch. CMA, CGM is France. Costco is China. Hapag-Lloyd is Germany. I'm not going to go into this, but I the Department of Homeland Security was created extra-constitutional when the American people were afraid because their own government is attacking them. It's what Genghis Khan used to do. Marshal the troops by attacking your own people. Attack your own people to marshal the troops. That's what Bush did with 911. And everything since, people have been living in fear and terror. And something, you know, I can't even believe the show that was put on for the Commonwealth Games. The bull that was marched out, and the whole, they had the Tower of Babel in it. These people marching up. It's mind blowing that these people, and you know what their logo is for the Council on Foreign Relations is. The rider on the white horse, the first horse of the apocalypse, pointing up at the stars, you know, supposedly Aldebaran, which chases the Pleiades, it really is, you know, I can't even... Yeah, I don't even know what to say. The Italian, Roman, are deeply involved in this, the Roman Catholic Church. And the Italians, the British, all of the different, you know, we've had for a long time, if not forever, a synergistic, you know, we have the fascists in the Supreme Court and Alito, and Antony or Antonin Scalia, whose father was a member of the world, of the American Fascist Society. And if you really look at his rulings, you know, the fruit didn't fall far from the tree. And to be around that with fascist parties going on and comments being thrown around, and you're a little boy growing up and you're watching all this, what do you think is going to influence you? It's just mind blowing. The Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Coast Guard, it's not supposed to be a branch of military. It was created with the peace flag in 1913 or 1915. But the League of Nations, which was created around the same time, we're going through the same stuff 100 years ago. It's almost identical. It looks a little different. But the League of Nations was in Switzerland. You know, come on, people, wake up. You know, are we really going to do this again? We don't have any American-owned and American-flagged ships on the mainland. APL, you know, and Matson were up in the area of San Francisco. Look what San Francisco has become, and look at how Bohemian Grove had a strong influence on it. I really just don't know what to say. Coast Guard, a branch of military that is not supposed to be a branch of military, is saying that it's doing it, is enforcing and adjudicating civilian law. A branch of military is boarding civilian vessels. When they come on, you tell them to get off and tell them they don't have the right to be on there because it's an uninspected vessel, if it is, unless it's a inspected vessel. There's not too many of those left. I was prosecuted. I've said this now for the last couple of weeks. The judge who heard my appeal in the Ninth Circuit, who influenced the other members, and they didn't know what to think. They didn't know who this judge was, or did they? The judge, Raymond J. Deary, flew out from New York to sit on my Ninth Circuit appeal. State district court judges don't get to just do that. He was actually appointed to the proceeding. They're supposed to be random. You know, by delegation. You know, it's mind blowing, and to see that you know, your average American doesn't care, or doesn't know, or doesn't wake up to all these important issues like MSC. It owns and controls Long Beach Naval Shipyard, that is now a container port. And it's the most crucial vantage point to watch everything that's going on in and out of the port. And to think that MSC is out of Switzerland, it's Italian based out of Switzerland, that it couldn't see or foresee the impending backwater of 180 ships, I think it reached up to at one point. They're planning this. They're doing this. You know, there's nothing to say for be American, buy American, or buy American, be American. That was an old bumper sticker that the Robinson family had. He was in the union or a union back in the day, back in the 70s and 80s. And he had it posted up in his window. And I truly believe on that the only way to protect what is America is to be American, buy American. We've lost the importance of that. We gave it up with all this outsourcing. And, you know, who's going to insource? The nobility or the royal families from Europe and Asia into North America. And we got Trudeau, who's one of them.
Wear fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it. What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Louisiana's largest nonprofit healthcare system, inspiring healthier lives and stronger communities. Find out more at ochsner.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
It's mind-boggling, the things that you can find when you simply read between the lines. You know, the British or Babylon, and we're going that old because it is connected to everything that's going on. You can see it, you know, Rome, Roman is definitely involved. You know, 300 AD, Constantine took on all the pagan practices, or was he pagan and he took on all the Christian tactics or ideologies or philosophies or whatever, making them one in the same? And they've had 1400 years of perfecting Babylon, the whore. My head hurts. I know so much. The Coast Guard is a branch of military that can make civilian law. A branch of military that can make civilian law. We don't cater to that. We don't like that. We don't acknowledge that. We don't favor that. We don't do that. That's called martial law. When the Coast Guard, a branch of military, makes civilian law, it's called martial law, because a branch of military is not supposed to make civilian law unless the inhabitants of the civilization, we'll call it the United States for want of a better word, start to get a little uppity and to elect one of their own who will represent them, rather than the globalist, corporatist, fascist way of thinking, like Elon Musk. I'm sorry, and you know, Elon looks like a good guy. I wish he would save me. I'm, you know, soon to be, I don't know. But Elon Musk, he said he'd rather live in Berlin. So he's from South Africa. He's speaking the speak like he's a good American, like he believes in free speech and all this stuff. Although he's, you know, proven otherwise, how the SpaceX, they were out here on a peninsula similar to where Costco tried to go in, where MSC is now, Mediterranean Shipping Company, owned by Switzerland. And, or no, flagged by Switzerland, but owned by the Italians. Who guards the Pope? The Swiss Guard. The Swiss Guard. The United Nations. Where is it based out of? When it was an active arm of the New World Order, Switzerland. It's Italian, it's French, it's Swiss, it's, you know, Dutch, it's German. It's all the royal families and nobility. Nobility. It's one of the key words I've forgotten to say because I've been so focused on King Charles or King George III. You know, they put out a bounty on the head for writing a book, simply writing a book. You know, you can't write any books for writing a book about or called Common Sense. They put a bounty on the head of the man who wrote the book, Common Sense. And that was around our revolutionary time period. And the French tried to have a revolution. But since it was much easier for the British to gain access, gain control, than a continent that was far away. But they were an admiralty force to be. The British used to commandeer our men 100 years after our Constitution was founded. They used to enslave our men, our federal maritime officers and crew, and farmers. Don't forget about the farmers that they would just come into port and grab and then leave. That's where shipping commissioners came from. I saw them. They were used on APL ships when I was on board them and serving as a cadet in the mid-80s, mid to late 80s. They were, enacted in 1872, and they were still in force in 1980, over 100 years later, to ensure that merchant marine officers, and crew were being paid off properly on the ships, would be there right there at sign off. So if there's a complaint, a grievance, something happened, not 6 years later or 7 years later or 8 years later, like what was done to me, and done so in a military tribunal, and done later after the fact, rather than handled right there at the time. Oh, I don't know what to say, but goodbye. That'll work for now. Be back. We don't have a show coming Thursday. We're off. We'll be gone this Thursday. So if you're looking for us, we won't be around. We'll be back next Tuesday. But look for me on Rob McConnell's show, hopefully, if I can get all the bugs worked out, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree.